Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of developing the fruit of peace in your life. Jesus is our peace. When we talk about peace, the Hebrew word shalom means peace, well-being, health, prosperity, safety, protection, preservation in your life. This is what God brings from His work in you. In 1 Timothy 1:2, grace, mercy, and peace be unto us from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is God's willingness to use His power on our behalf even though we don't deserve it. Mercy is the love of God in action toward us. And peace is the result of God's work in our life. He brings healing. He brings well-being. He brings prosperity. And He especially brings peace of mind in your life. We have a covenant of peace. He's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. He's made an everlasting covenant of peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, will perform it through His Word operating in our life. And it's important for us to realize that there are principles which are going to cause us to be able to obtain this spiritual peace. Peace is a spiritual force that comes from your spirit as you walk in line with the Word of God. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus. Jesus is the one who is our peace. He broke down that separation through the blood of His cross, and now we have peace with God because we've been justified. Praise God. Now, He says, I have given you My peace. Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. He says, in Me you shall have peace. And He blesses His people with peace. There's an abundance of peace. We can have a peace that passes all understanding operating in our life. In the last broadcast, we're talking about principles for how to obtain peace in your life. Leviticus chapter 26, in verse 3 to 6, we saw if they would obey the statutes, keep His commandments, and do them, then He would give peace in the land. Also another principle, as they drove out their enemies out of the land, which is a type of us casting out all spirits, driving out every demonic spirit, and overcoming every work of the enemy, then they possessed the peace of God in their life. We saw in 1 Samuel 7:14, where as they overcame their enemies and they were restored and delivered, then they had the peace of God. They had to overcome the Philistines, though, as God delivered them out of their hand. Then they had peace in the land. Psalms 34:14, seek peace and pursue it. Peace is something you're going to have to seek after. As you seek to walk in God's ways, you seek after the way of peace, you pursue it, you're going to find it. Psalms 37:11 talks about how the meek are the ones who inherit the earth, and it says that they are going to have the peace of God, praise God. They delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Someone who is meek is someone who is yielding, someone who has humbled themselves, is lowly in mind, someone who has submitted themselves unto the ways of the Lord. Psalms 37:37 says about, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. The end of that man is peace. The perfect man is the one who walks in love according to the Word. The upright walks uprightly, having dealt with sin in his life, and he's walking in the ways of the Word of God. The end of that man is peace. Praise God. We saw in Psalms 55, verse 16 to 18 and verse 22, where he talks about calling upon the Lord, how the Lord would come and save him because evening, morning, at noon, he was praying. And as he was praying, God heard his voice, and he delivered his soul in peace from the battle that was against them, for there were many with me. As you pray, the angels of God are with you. They will go into operation against your enemies. And as you pray, God will hear. He hears the prayers of the righteous, and he will deliver your soul in peace from the battle. showing that there's going to be warfare coming against you. You're going to rise up with prayer. As you pray, you're going to be releasing the power of God to overcome your enemies, and you shall enter into the peace. He'll deliver your soul in peace from the battle. Praise God. We saw the scripture in Psalm 72:7. If we will walk in righteousness, then we'll have an abundance of peace. The righteous flourish, and the abundance of peace comes in their life. Psalms 85:10, the righteous and peace go together. As we are walking uprightly, then we will see the peace of God. Psalms 119:165, we were concluding with that in the last broadcast. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. A tremendous promise. Do you love the Word of God? If you love the Word of God, you're going to be hearing it and doing it and walking in the light of it. Great peace have they which love thy law. We should love the Word of God, then you're going to have great peace because you're going to do it. In fact, the Bible says nothing shall offend them. God doesn't want you ever to be offended because you're going to walk in line with the Word of God. And what's the result? Great peace. A spiritual peace from the Lord. Psalm 122:6. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. If you prosper, this means you're going to have peace in your own life. Otherwise, as you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're giving out your prayer to bring that forth. Then what's God going to do? He's going to give that right back to you. You're going to prosper and have peace as you love the things that God loves. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pray according to His Word and watch God give that back unto you that you're praying for. In Proverbs chapter 3, we see another principle. In verse 1, my son, forget not my law. Let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Don't forget the law, but let your heart keep the commandments of the Lord. What's it going to produce? It produces length of days, long life, and peace. Peace throughout your life. It will add unto you. Be sure that you don't forget the Word of God. Be sure that your heart is keeping the commandments of God and that you're doing what the Word says so that you can have peace added unto you. Proverbs 3:13. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. Her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths are peace. God wants you to get wisdom. Wisdom's the principal thing. Get understanding. As you walk in the ways of understanding and wisdom, those paths are peace. You've got to get the wisdom of God. It comes from the Lord. If you lack wisdom, ask of Him. He'll give it to you. And as you take hold of that understanding and you walk in the wisdom of God imparted unto you, the paths that you walk in will produce peace. So therefore, you need to seek after wisdom and understanding so that you'll walk in the right ways to have the peace of God. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When you are walking in obedience to God, a man's ways please the Lord, you're walking uprightly before him. The Bible says he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Praise God, all your enemies will back off because you're walking in the presence of the Lord. He will protect you. He will guard you. In fact, your enemies will be held at bay, and they will even be at peace with you. Praise God. In Proverbs 17:1, here's another scripture. The Bible says, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifice with strife. Quietness is this word for peace. As we have quietness or peace, that is what God wants. And it says a house full of sacrifices with strife is not going to be pleasing to Him. Otherwise, if you have strife, then that is stealing the peace of God, the quietness that God wants to bring forth in you. So the fruit of peace is going to come forth if you eliminate strife from your household, from your life. Don't enter into strife. Don't let yourself be argumentative or contentious. God does not want you to have any strife going on. That is all from carnality and from selfishness and pride. God wants you to turn away, keep the strife out, and you'll have peace. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Here's another important principle. If your mind is stayed on thee, that's your mind stayed on the Lord, on the Word of God, Stayed is the word meaning propped up or leaning against. If your mind is just continually thinking upon the Word of God, on the Lord, and you're just continually keeping that focus, then you're going to be in peace. He'll keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on you. In fact, the truth is that shows that you're really trusting in the Lord. If you're not keeping your mind on the Lord, you're not really trusting in Him. You're just thinking about doing things your own way. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 12. Lord, Thou wilt ordain peace for us, for Thou also hast wrought all our works in us. He ordains peace as we accomplish His works. He's called us to peace. He wants us to have peace. But peace comes because we walk in God's ways. And as we do His works, the work that we accomplish for obeying Him, He's going to bring forth His peace as we do the Word of God. God wants you to be a vessel for Him. Make a decision that you're going to be a witness for Him. Make a decision that you're going to share the Word of God and help people come out of bondage and be set free. Isaiah chapter 32, in verse 17, the Bible says, "The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places." Praise God. The work of righteousness, which is the action of righteousness, and the effect of it, is going to bring quietness and assurance forever. You can see again that the peace of God is tied in with the righteousness of God manifest in your life. This is why you've got to find out who you are in Christ, find out your rights and privileges, walk uprightly before Him, let the action of righteousness work in you, and the effect of it produces peace, quietness, and assurance forever. Hallelujah. Isaiah 48, verse 18. "Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." Here he says, if you just hearken to my commandments, you would have peace just like a river flowing in your life. Well, what's God want? He wants you to have that peace. Peace will come like a river, but what's the condition for you? It's to hearken unto His commandments. Are you hearkening to His commandments? Are you keeping your mind on Him? Are you accomplishing the work that He's told you to do? Are you keeping yourselves out of strife? Are you pleasing the Lord and getting wisdom and understanding? Are you keeping the Word in your heart? Walk in these ways and watch God bring forth the fruit of peace in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. As I close today,